Blog Talk Radio.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot or lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu or ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Besim'ab, wewelid, wemenfes kedus, ahadu amlak. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besen bet ken meskel abra samayin bekoakibit shelleme kohulum yilk zahayin asaye meskel abra samayin bekoakibit shelleme. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay, yay, yay.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Rastafari, tabernacle set for the sun, which has a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Dila Selassie. Aya Inge. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to the children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. We sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who seek in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one? And who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord, our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, restored to divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never seen, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, pour of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Shadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in on these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Likadsho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Likadsho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it set apart, to keep it holy. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Likadsho.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever you do, brothers and sisters,
Send bet salam. Send bet salam. Send bet salam.
Send bet salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam. بسم الاب والولد والمنفس قدوس احادو املاك املاك املاك
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, our rest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the arets, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Uruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Exiabihev the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifne Yahweh before he who be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars, yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba shalom.
I say give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty. More honesty.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
The children of Selassie, no, trotting in a Babylon, chanting Rastafari song. Though the road is rough and long, still we gonna hold on strong. Behold, a son of the Almighty, you can control the children of Selassie. The children of Selassie, they try to live upright, but Babylonian, yes Babylonian, always causing a fight against I and I. I tell you, oh yeah, yeah, oh. Children of Selassie, they try to live upright, but Babylonian, yes Babylonian, always causing a fight against I and I. Oh, I tell you now, whoa, yeah, yeah, you better see I and wish I were. Tell Selassie I be old, a son of the Almighty, you can control the children of Selassie I. Oh no, oh no, you never control the children of Selassie I.
Anna Mikoach, we beg thee, Anna, Anna Mikoach, Gedulata Yemin Katir Usarura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm, Gedulata Yemin Katir Usarura, untangle our Ainai knotted fate. Aver Arena Ta Amika. Accept your people, the high people's song. Aver Arena Ta Amika. Sankavain. Tahrein Nora. Elevate and purify us. Sagavain. Tahrein. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka. Those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamrein, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamrein, Barchem, Tahareim, Rachemei, Bless them, purify them, pity them. Barkeim, Ahreim, Rachemim, Tzidkateka Tamida, Gamleim. May your righteousness always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Uvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness Nahela Edateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e Le'ameka B'nei Zokreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your highliness, your set apartness. Shawatim Kavir, accept our cries. Shawatim Kavir, accept our cries. Ushma Sa'akatenu, Sa'ikatenu, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shawatenu Kavir Ushma Saikatenu Yodea Ta Elumot. O knower of mysteries, of secrets, Yodea Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for Ivan, and Ivan, 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 and Ivan, Ivan, and Ivan, 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 Ivan,
በቀዳማዊ 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 በቀዳማዊ
በቀዳሚ ገብረ እግዚአብሔር ሰማየ ወምድረ
በቀዳማዊ ቃሉ በቀዳማዊ ስልጣኑ አንድም በቀዳማዊ ልጁ በመጀመሪያ መፍጠሩ አንድም
Lecha Dodi, 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 Lecha Dodi, Likrat Kalla, Pne Shabbat Nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greets. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Kalla, Pne Shabbat Nikabala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika dodi likratia kala pnesha patia nikabala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine Ivai at Sinai was heard.
Yahweh Echad, Da'ushmo Echad. Yahweh, He who be, who He be, Jehovah. Yihyah, Jaja Echad, Ushmo Echad. Yahweh, Jehovah is one, and one is His name. Yahweh Echad, Ushmo Echad. L'chem ula tiferetta w'tehillah. In Him is our glory. In Him our fame. I am thy fame. L'ka dodi l'ikrati akala. B'nei shabati n'kavala. Oh, come. Let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath Shabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in His design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, Baraka divine. Blessings I find. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the King, of the Negus, even Negus and Neges. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, again to His grace. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Shake off thy dust and rise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, gone is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, His glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes He vanquished, thy foes He vaunt, He humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, I Elohim has loved thee, I as bridegroom, His bride. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. Elohim's deeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim. Chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to His holy, His Isla name. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath HaShabbat the Senbet greet.
Bemezmor David, Zitna Hule. Besma Abba, well, women Feskalu, Sahadu Amla, Amen. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Dilsu, Kibber the Hyde, Kibber the Sedamawi Hyde Villa. Ja, Rastafari. Ajaja way on with Ajaja way on with hey. Send best salam Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home. Send best salam Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom.
And better the im negere yehuda machiver. Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah!
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, Kiddus Paulus, Yalo, Tasasatakal, I didn't know.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem.
Oh no.
the more we are together, the happier we shall be. The more we are together, that's the only way. Oh, oh, we can be feeling right. Why, oh, why, oh, that's the only way. Oh, for you and for me. Why, oh, why, oh,
the Almighty I. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is the Kalonja passing through. So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
A king will reign in justice, 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 justice.
Track, the lion, written in the book of life, from the beginning. Jah love is the gates of Zion, more than all the dwelling place of Jacob. Though we are sinners, who can see the city of God? Though we are sinners, who can see all the most high of Jah? Jah reign in Mount Zion, Jah reign. And Jah are the lion, the lion. Ooh, well, alright. Jah reign in Mount Zion.
Zion, Jah reign. And Jah are the lion,
Jah Jah live forever.
Ooh, well. And it shall be said in Zion, this and that man was born in earth, beneath the dark Ethiopia. This and that man was born in earth. Yeah, the rain in Mount Zion. Zion, Jah reign, and Jah are the lion, Jah reign in Mount Zion, Jah reign, and Jah are the lion.
Hear the man when him say, yes I, Bobby. That's Bobby Melodies here right here for classic. Classic Jah reign as a compliment to Psalm 93, the Friday evening psalm, going through the psalms. The psalms here initiating the Shabbat, 95 to 99 plus 29. Then we have Psalm 92, the Sabbath psalm, the psalm appointed for the Sabbath Eve. And then Psalm 93 with the theme of Jah reign. He has a segue to today's daily psalm. Psalm 48. We have Psalm 48 right here, here, here. One more look at Rhema tune. Shabbat Shalom, Semet Salam here. Ras Zachari. Here, here, here. Jah reign and rules.
Oh, excellent is thy name. The Lord set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai. Lift up his eyes and up.
have today's daily song. We have song. We have song time according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet. Shir Mizmor Livne Korah, Or 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 Livne
Korah. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, 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 forever,
forever, forever. The evening psalm, the evening psalm. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here we have one of the evening psalms here today, daily psalm, and a good Rhema tune that really brings us this psalm, St. Garnet, Garnet Silk with Zion and Vision. Yes, I.
Happiness surrounded by righteousness. Zion.
yes. Thank God, Garnet Silk here with Zion. Zion in a vision. So Psalm 48 is the evening psalm for the second day of the seven, the second day of the Shavuah, which is called Monday. Monday, the second day of the week, we have Psalm 48, the evening psalm, and it's themed the deliverance of Zion. In listening and going over the verses, it makes it for a perfect psalm for like Ivine tourism. You know, go about Zion, Mark, well, you know, the different places and the palaces. So here we have the last of this trilogy, the trilogy of Psalms at Psalm 48, Mizmor Mim Chet, Psalm 48, Psalm XLVIII, is the last of a trilogy of Psalms that speaks of the sparing of Jerusalem from the invasion of the Assyrians, the Osirians. The Assyrians is celebrated, I liberated here, speaking of the city of the great king, the city of, in the Hebrew, Melech Rab, the Melech, the king, Rab, the great, the big, the great king. It is under Hael, the power, Ha'elohim's protection, the guidance and protection and secure from would be ravagers and scavengers. May this guardianship be continued, itinued forever, forever. There's the note of joy and happiness, joy that predominates throughout. So here we have the last of a trilogy of Psalms. Here we have, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the Order of Melchizedek, we have the evening psalm, also in nowadays Judaism, but from the ancient times, we had this as the psalm for the second day of the week, for Monday, and also Judaically, it's also appointed for the Monday as well. Check. So here we have Psalm 46, 47, 48, today's daily psalm, Psalm 48, just a kind of a review, an overview. We have Mizmor Mim Vav or Mim Wow, Psalm 46, Psalm XLVI, Hailahim, the power, the true good, the true God, the nation's stronghold. And here it reads right here in the Sefer Tehillim, just to give ones an overview so we can give praise, Isaiah, with overstanding. This and the next two psalms, so Psalm 46, 47, 48 is the Ivine trilogy of psalms right here in the Psalter. Beginning from Psalm 46, this and the next two psalms, they form a closely connected group of common authorship and originated in the same historical event, horizon. Alike, they tell of a grievous national danger. And just noting even here the season, what's going on in the east as we look to the east and in Ethiopia and that particular Horn of Africa, the Horn of David region. Alike, they tell of a grievous national danger that had been overcome by the mercy of Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, by the mercy of Exiavia, Sustainer. The occasion, some say, that probably inspired the Trinity of Psalms, Psalm 46, 47, 48, was the invasion of the land by the army of one named Sennacherib in the reign of Hezekiah. Now, some say this hypothesis here is strengthened by many nuff-nuff resemblances between the particular Hebraic phraseology and the language that we find in Yeshayahu, the language in Isaiah in the book of the prophet Isaiah, who lived through that crisis and also in his prophecy, in his book, he wrote on it. Next, we have Psalm 47, just getting an overview right here. Mizmor Mim Zain, Mim Zain, Psalm XLVII. This psalm here is seen Ha'el, the power, Ha'el, Ha'melech, the true good, the true God, the power, the king.
the power, the ruling intelligence, the king. A poem here, Psalm 47, it's on the theme. It's on the theme of Psalm XLVI. It's said to be on the theme of Psalm 46 and 11, where it reads in Psalm 46, 11, I will be exalted in the earth. Assyria's defeat, it proclaimed Ha-Elohim as Melech, as king, as Negus, even Negus Negus, to whom all peoples are summoned. All peoples, all nations, nationality, they are sent a summons, like in court, to appear in the divine court. They are summoned to pay allegiance and to pay homage. The psalm, speaking of the second of the trilogy of psalms, Psalm 47, the psalm is recited in the Hebrew Judaic church called the synagogue before the sounding of the ram's horn, the sounding of the shofar, the ram's horn on Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets called Rosh Hashanah, on the New Year's, a day when the liturgy, the Kiddush or the Kedase, in the Amharic Kedase, the sacred liturgy, word, sound, power, it dwells up on the thought of Ha'Elohim, of the power's universal, universal sovereignty. So this brings us here, Psalm 48, today's daily psalm, the deliverance, I deliverance of Zion. As we mentioned, it's like I vine tourism, in a sense. Go about the Zion, mark well. You know, my Zion, the brothers and sisters who have had that grace and privilege to go forth to Ethiopia and traveled and toured around and saw different things and marking well. Mark well. Yes, I, that vision. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, would like to go into some of the, you know, some of the reasonings here in today's daily psalm, some of the verses, the New Testament quotation. Oh, just before we move forward, there's that last verse right here. That last verse. It's a very interesting last verse. Have you read up to the last verse? The last verse, here, in the Hebrew, it will be verse 15. In KJV, it'll be verse 14, where it reads something like this in the translation. For such is God, our God, forever and ever. He will guide us eternally. But no doubt, if you're looking at your Bibles, especially the KJV Bibles, let's get our sword. Let's get our English KJV sword right here. Right? Have the Hebrew sword. Let's get the KJV. What does it read, Chabarim, that last verse of today's daily psalm? Verse 14, here's the KJV bring out of this verse here. Psalm 48, 14, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Well, strike that right there, both the Hebrew, right, as well as the Royal Amharic, the Metzaf Kedush, the Book of the Seven Seals, authorized, devised Amharic Bible of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of Kenamawi, Haile Selassie. It reads in the second part of the verse, right, after it says forever and ever, he will be our guide eternally. He will be our guide. The part where it says even as italicized, as a rule of thumb in the KJV, whenever you come across an italicization in the KJV, it means the word is not there in the Hebrew or the original languages, but it was supplied by the translator to give the English speakers a kind of a general sense of what an intelligent reader would be reading and understanding, generally speaking. So part after guide should really be forever, for either, and not unto or to death. Bamarinya, the part in them hark is Ersum is Lalem Yimarana. Ersum, and he. Lezalem, forever. Yimaranal. He will guide I and I. He will guide I and I forever. And here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Judaic source, the book of Psalms, it reads right here, he will guide us. He will guide I and I eternally. Here in the Hebrew, it reads, who? Yenahegenu. Yenahegenu. Almut. Who? Yenahegenu. Almut. In other words, he will guide us forever. So this is interesting right here, here, here. We don't recall right now what the Septuagint reads, but we can go check that out and see what the Septuagint reads. But here, definitely the Hebrew, the proper Hebrew reading, as well as the Royal Amharic reading of that last part of the second part of verse 14, where it says, he will be our guide even to death, should rather read, he will be our guide eternally, or he will be our guide forever, forever. Here, 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 today's daily psalm here on the Bower Dub Sir Coxon Rhythm. Once again, here, 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 today's daily psalm.
Rastafari, Africa is a must, so no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus, Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefe Nof Mesoskol Haaret, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו, נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ורוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Yes, yes, yes. No death, no death. You will be I and I guide eternally. So, yeah, you're able to check out the Septuagint, the LXX, and it has a note right here on that verse in the KJV Bible's verse 14. Ki zeh Elohim Eloheinu olam wa'ed. Hu yeh nahegeinu almut. For such or for this, in the Hebrew for this, ki zeh, ki for zeh, this, Elohim, our power, the power, Eloheinu, I and I, power, olam wa'ed, forever, olam, for I, like to the world, olam, the world, the sense of forever, the world. It's interesting because actually when you look at the heavens, or at least the olam, they spin. It's like that golden mean ratio. It spins, sacred geometry. It spins, that idea of forever, right? But kizeh Elohim Eloheinu olam wa'ed. For such or for this is Elohim, I and I Elohim, the power, I and I power, olam wa'ed. For I've and I've a who in the Hebrew who, or more ancient pointing who are he himself yenahigenu he will guide I and I yenahigenu almut. Now some conflict here among some ones and ones, I guess those who translated to death or unto death. Well, unto death means really not to death, because the un means not. But anyway, that's part of the grimoire of English, the confusion of English, Babylon, Babel tongues. But anyway, the part to death should be stricken out. It should be eternally. So here, eternally. The Hebrew, we have the Hebrew al-mut, right? Literally, some might translate up on death, almut, when read as like two separate words, right? Hence, we have the AV. So in the AV, which is the authorized version in the English, and the RV even says the RV is the revised version. So there was an authorized version, then he went through a revision of that in the English, the KJV, then the revised version. So the AV and the RV, right? The RV says even unto death. Which, however, requires, like in the Hebrew, if you understand Hebrew and biblical Hebrew, it requires the il, the aleph or the al or the il, which means like two. Either it requires the il or the al, which is in the Hebrew sense like two, like towards or to something, like going to something. Now, the LXX, which is the Septuagint, Roman numbers, L for 50, X for 10, and X for 10, so the 70, it read it as one word. So in the LXX, reads it as one word. So here we brought open up the LXX and the Hebrew side by side, right? Here, this part of the verse, it reads, Kaes ton iona tu ionos, which would be brought out in the in the English sense, let me look right here. This is, okay, all right. Forever, no, okay, that's a forever and ever part, and forever and ever. Kai aiston iona to ionos. But this part here is auto poimine hemas aisto Ionis, like Ionis is where we get like the term like Ian, Ionos, Aeon, that's where that comes from in the English, from the, like the coin of Greek. So here in the Septuagint, which is said that the Hebrews translated that during the time of Ptolemy from ancient Hebrew manuscripts into the Coptic coin of Greek of the time, is auto. Auto means he. Auto, poimine. Poimine means shall tend. So the sense of he will guide us is almost like shepherd us. Poimine, shall tend. Hemas in the Greek is us. Ace is into. Ace is like into, going into. To Ionus,
is the eon, the aeon, the ion, like the sense of to the forever, to the forever. So yes, so here the Koine Greek also have the same sense. That means that the KJV is a mistranslation of what has come down as, you know, he will be our guide to death or even unto death. So the LXX reads it as one word, basically as Ionis. In the Hebrew now, we look at the Hebrew, and some manuscripts have the words, kind of these two words, Ein, Lamed, the hard A and the L sound. And then there's like a dagesh, like a kind of a hyphen, right? There's a hyphen there. And then the meme, the wow, and the tau, or the M, the W, and the T. But actually, when we read this as one word, alamot, 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 or olamot, means the worlds or eternity. So it can mean the worlds, like the universe, in that sense, the universe, or in the secondary sense of the Hebrew, it brings out the sense of eternity. So many of the modern expositors and translators, they hold that it is not part of the text. So some actually, as they debate, well, why is this here? What does it mean? Some have come to a conclusion that, well, it's really not part of the text. And the verse reading, quote, for such is God, Elohim, Eloheinu, forever and ever, he will guide us. So some actually read this here as saying that, well, it should actually be, he will guide us. It should stop at the part where it says, he will guide us. Now, al-mut would then be a musical instrument. And so some say that that last verse there, since in the old manuscripts, there wasn't these like chapter breaks as we have today. It was like one manuscript and you had to see where like one chapter ends and the next chapter begins. So some speculate and say that, well, really, in this case, ending at he will guide us, that the word al-mut would then be a musical instrument comparable to the ninth psalm. Remember Psalm 9? If you look at Psalm 9, superscription, it says al-mut labain. Al-mut labain, which some interpret as, you know, death upon the son, death to the son, so forth and so on, which is the heading of Psalm IX, Psalm 9. Or some would read it as alamot, alamot. Right, alamot, which is the superscription of Psalm XLVI. Now let's go there for a moment right here so we can give praise as Psalm 47 and 7 says with overstanding. And alamot, some suggest right here that this is maidens, because the Hebrew word here could be, right, interpreted as maidens. Some would say, well, perhaps it was soprano voices or high pitch in the high pitched tones, but the literal term is maidens. But the fact is that when we find that there, it's usually musical direction, you know, almost like a DJ. You're about to come forward and chant a chant or bring forth a Isis, and you're telling the band, the orchestra, the musicians, or the DJ, the selector, to put it on this particular tune or this particular rhythm or version. This is what they're saying, seeking to try to figure out, well, what is this? Such a direction, right? Such a direction, it is said, appears at the end instead of the beginning. And here they compare Habakkuk, the prophet Habakkuk, chapter 3. In Habakkuk chapter 3, in that prophecy, he brings forth a song, a tune. Right, he brings forth, in fact, a lot of the prophets, if you read it in the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic, it's like there's some things they're saying that is said, but sometimes they are communicating it musically. When you look at the how it's constructed and the rhyme and the structure, it's musical. So in Habakkuk chapter 3, we have the musical direction at the end, as this occurs nowhere else in the Psalter. So therefore, they conclude that, well, this would be very odd, because in that case, this would be just a one-away right here in this psalm, right? Many consider that it really belongs, some say, at the beginning of Psalm 49. But based on the Septuagint, what the Septuagint says in the last verse, autos poimine hemas esa tu ionis, he shall tend us, tend like shepherd us into the aeon, the aeonis, or forever, into the worlds without end. And then we have Bamarinya in the Amharic, Arsum, Lezlalem, Yemaranal. Therefore, we adopt the correct reading of this from the Hebrew right here, that it is Hu Ye Nahigenu Olamot, right? Olamot. He will be I and I guide for Ivor and Ivor. Yes, I, Rastafari. Just to share that right there, because when we had found that in His Majesty's Bible and started to compare it, we went further and studied elsewhere. It's a chant. The Hebrew, basically, they say that this should be forever, right? And the Amharic says forever. And the coin of the Greek says forever. So why would they say he will be our guide even until death? Well, the even is not there, and it's a death is really forever. Yes, I, Rastafari. Hear.
To note this for the record, quotations, we have the New Testament quotations collated with Hebrew Old Testament scriptures. And to note this from today's daily psalm, Psalm 48, we have verses 1, 2, and 3, which are all cited within the Brit Chadash, within the Hadis Kidan, the new, the renewed covenant, New Testament. We have in the city of our God, the Ir Eloheinu, in the mountain of His holiness, Mount Zion, Har Kadesho, Har Zion. We have this, as well as the connection with Psalm 87:3, the Ir HaElohim, the city of the true Elohim. But in the New Testament, we have Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 22, where it reads, But y'all are come to Mount Zion, Mount Zion, to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the city of Elohim Chaim. And also Revelation, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 12, we have, and the name of the city of my God, the name of the city of Elohai, Hailei, the name of the city of my God. So comparisons can be made to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 14, the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel, as well as a connection for Ezekiel 48:35. But we have the city of the great king, Kiryat Melech Rav, the city of the great king, Kiryat Melech Rav, in Matthew's gospel, Matthew chapter 5, verse 35, it reads, neither by Jerusalem, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. It's the city of the great king. So, Roveinu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Getachinai, Lord, also pointing to this, right, to the disciples, the Dekka Mezamorit, as we are in the Mezmore Dawit. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Yes, 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 the city of the great king. I think this brings it out right here from the Rastafari Rhema word right now, Revelation word. Here it is.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Here, coming to the great spirit of time right here, calling.
Yeah. Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Calling to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now.
call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
So here, we're going to ride up with the royal Amharic and giving thanks and praise. Yes, I, highly, I, Ha Elohim, Haile Selassie, Yemesken. So here, let's ride up the royal Amharic right here and go through the verse by verse of today's daily psalm. First up, right here on the Bower Dub, Sir Coxon again, here the native speaker, Abraham Chebudeh, reading from the Metzahaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of His Majesty.
Rastafari, Africa is a must, so no matter what's now, cause you have to jump on this bus, Zion bus, right? Do it!
Mazmur Arbasabat Bekenef Arbasin. በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር በአዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ጽዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
Mizmor Menhet Shir Mizmor Livnekora
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide, forever.
Yes, yes, yes. Next verse in Amarik, Amarik. What does Barhana Selassie Bar Marley say right here? I'm just going to play this a cappella just for you to hear it a cappella about the additional music, the Bawa dub. And then we go through the verse by verse from His Majesty's Bible and the KJV comparing and contrasting. Come in, Bob.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashme, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But we want the next verse with Amarik.
You want what?
But we want the next verse with Amarik.
مزمور 47 በቀንፍ 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር በአዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱስ አይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወኩ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየን። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጸናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበልን። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ጽዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashme, Ethiopia Menosh.
You know? But we want the next verse with Amarik. But we want the next verse with Amarik.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips, for with stammering lips, and stammering lips, and stammering lips, and stammering lips, for with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue, to this brings speed, to this brings speed, to this brings speed, to this brings speed. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Salam to Anais Tling. Today's daily psalm from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Haile Selassie Version, the Mezmore Dawit, Arba Cement, 48 psalm. So we have a superscription here, traditional superscription, a psalm of the sons of Korah. here by Mourinho in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Germawi, Germawi, Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Revelation, revelation. So in the Book of the Seven Seals and the HSV. So we look at the HSV, get an ear, give an ear, give ear. The HSV, Haile Selassie version alongside the KJV. Right here, just a few words at the intro with the superscription. In the Royal Amharic Bible, the Revised Amharic Bible of His Imperial Majesty, Behuletenya Senbet, on the second Sabbath, it says, Behuletenya Senbet, the second Sabbath, or because it's also Monday's psalm, which is the second day in the week, we can interpret that as the Senbet, also referring to the 7 days as well, in the sense of the second day after even the Sabbath is one way as well. But we know that this is also Monday, the Monday evening psalm. Both amongst the highland Judeo-Christians of the Tewahedo faith of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. This is the evening psalm for Monday, right, according to the ancient tribe, and also in Judaism among the Yehudi, this is also the psalm for the Sheni, or the second day. So the connection with Behuletenya, the second Senbet, Sabbath, Behuletenya Senbet, Yek Ore Lechoch, Yemiskana Mezmor. So here in the Royal Amharic Bible, it says, of Korah's children, the children of Korah, Yek Ore Lechoch, Yeah, Miskana. So here it says, of Miskana, of thanks and praise. Miskana in Hebrew, the equivalent will be like Toda. But here it says, Yeah, Miskana Mezmor. Yeah, Miskana Mezmor. A song of thanksgiving, a song of praises. A song of praise. And it's interesting because in the Hebrew we have shir. A shir is a song, it's like an ode. Shir Mizmor Libnei Korach, superscription in the Hebrew. In the Royal Amharic, Behuletenya Senbet Yekore Lejoch Yemiskana Mezmor. So now getting to the first verse, so we're going to have the HSV, Haile Selassie version, Book of the Seven Seals, the 1961 authorized Amharic Bible, and the KJV. Exyaviher tilikno Bamla kachin katama betik adesso terara miskanao bizuno. Great is the Lord. Great is Exyaviher, the sustainer, the good father, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. And greatly to be praised, Isis, in the city of our God. Bamla kachin katama. Betek adesso terara miskanao bizuno, in the mountain of his holiness, of his islandness. Ekziavihara tilikno bamla kachin katama betek adesso terara miskanao bizuno. Be semena wagin Be melkama sifra yekome yemidr hulu desita yetzion terarano arsum yetilku ngus katamano. Beautiful, beautiful for situation, for height, for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king, the city of the great Negus, even Negus and Neges, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. Be Semen Wagin, Be Melkam Sefra Yekome, Ye Midr Hulu Desita, Ye Sion Terarano, Ersum Yetilku Negus Katamano. Egziaviher de adara shochwa metegia hono yitawakal. God, Egziav, the sustainer, the good father, he who be, we be his divine majesty, is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, look, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. Ineho negestata tekamachto ba'andineta metitawal. And now Rususa Aito Tedeneku Denegetu Tawaku. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. And now Rususa Aito Tedeneku Denegetu Tawaku. Men keta in the Walada Mita Bezia Yazacho. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain, as of a woman in travail. Men keta in the walada mit bezia yazacho, bechaylenya nefas yeterse sinna merkabocha tisabral. Thou the eye breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. Bechaylenya nefas yeterse sin merkabocha tisabral. Hinda saman indihu hayen. Besrawita geta katama. Bamlakachin katama. Egziaviher lizalalema yas enatal. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts. Besrawita geta katama. In the city of our God, Bamlakachin katama. God will establish it, establish her forever, forever. Gziavihir lizalalem yatsenatal selah. Amlakoi behizvihim mekakel mehiretihinna tekebelin. We have thought of thy loving kindness. O God, O Amlak, O Source, Amlakoi, in the midst of thy temple, Amlakoi, behizbihim mekakel, behizbihim mekakel, mehiritihinna tekebelin, Amlakoi, in the semihin, di huma iskamidir dacha deres, miskanahinno. And you said inna yetemolachnat, according to thy name, Amlakoi, O Source, so is thy praise to the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Amlakoi, in the semih, in the huma iskamidir dacha deres, miskanahinno. And ye sidkina yetemolachnat avetu sileferdihi yes ion tevara desibelo ye ayohudima set lejocha haseta yadrgu. Let Mount Sion rejoice. Let the daughters, may the daughters of Judah, of Yehuda, yeah, Ayhudim say to the church, be glad. Haseta, haseta, yadrigu, yadrigu. Because of thy judgments, Abetu, his father, my father, his father, O father of the house, Abetu, Sile Ferdihi, Yetzion, Terara, Desibello, Abetu. Abe 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 to Silaferdehe Yetzion Tahara Deshibello Ya Ayhudim Maset Lejoch Haseta Yadregu Sionen Kebebuat Bezuriawa Matemelalesu Ginabochuanem Kuteru. Walk about Zion, Sionin Kebebuat, and go about her. Bezuriawama Temelalesu. Tell the towers, count, tell the towers thereof. Ginbochoanema Kuteru. Bebertatawa Lebachuhuna Nuru. Adrashua nasvu, lemi metau to lida to negruzen. Mark y'all well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye, that y'all may tell it to the generation following. The bertatua lebachuhun anuru. Adrashuan asbu, lemimet awa to lid to negruzen, le alamina lezlalem ayih, amlakachino, arsum lezlalem yimeranal. For this Elohim, for this Elohim, this God is Eloheinu, is our Elohim. Le aleminal lezalalem yih amlakachino. This is our source for ivor and ivor. He will be I and I guide forever. Arsum lezalalem yimranan. Le alemina, le alemina, le zalem, yih, am la kachino. Arsu, le zalem, yimrana.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jalavet the gates of Zion, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Mazmur Arbasabat Bekenef Arbasament Bahulatenya Sambat Yakorel Jochiams Gana Mazmur Agziabhir Tilikno በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር በአዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱስ አይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ። ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየን በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጸናታል አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበልን አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው። የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ጽዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ። በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሽዋን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ተነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Miskana, Miskana, Miskana. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. Miskana, here, here, here. Sister Bridget with Miskana. Gives thanks, Miskana thanks, praises, Miskana mezmor, Miskana chant, here, 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 today's daily psalm. This is right off of local midrash right here, featuring Sir Cox and Dub Play Tunes 2 right here on today's daily psalm right here, here, here. Ah, Shema, Israel.
You know. Israel, a midrash on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi Tzedek, Mizmor Mim Chet, Mizmor Mem Chet, Psalm 48, Psalm XLVIII, yes, I, the deliverance, the deliverance of Zion. Psalm 48, Mizmor Mimchet, Mizmor Mimchet, Shir Mizmor Livnei Korach, Gadol Yahuwah Umahulal Meod, Be'ir Eloheinu Har Kadesho, a song, Shir Mizmor, a song. Shir, a song. Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation. Livnei Korach, of the sons of Korah. Gadoli Yehovah, great is Jehovah. Hulala Meod, and greatly to be praised. Be'ir Eloheinu Har Kadesho, in the city of Ainai Elohim Eloheinu, his holy, his Isla, his set apart mountain, Har Kadesho. Here, Hebraically, the first two verses of today's daily psalm, Psalm 48, Mizmor Mem Chet. The ministering angels, the ministering angels said, according to Malachi 1:11, from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the nations. And the sons of Korach, the Vinei Korach, the sons of Korah said, Gadoli Yehovah, Hulal Meod, Be'ir Eloheinu, Har Kadesho, great is Jehovah, and greatly to be praised, Hulal Meod, in the city of Ayanai Elohim, Be'ir Eloheinu, his holy mountain, Har Kadesho. Does this mean that Eloheinu, Ayanai Elohim, is great only in his city? No. The sons of Korah, the Bnei Korach, really meant, quote, great is Yahuwah, is Jehovah, because of what he has done in his city and in his sanctuary, end quote. So, too, Scripture says, according to Psalm 99:2, Yahuwah, Jehovah is great in Zion, in Zion, and he is high above all the people. That is, if he has done such a thing to his city, how much more will he do to the peoples of the earthly plain? For it is said, according to Jeremiah, according to Jeremiah 25,
29. Lo, look, I begin to bring evil on the city upon that my name is called. And should y'all be utterly unpunished? Ye, y'all shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, of the earthly plain, saith Yahweh Sabaoth, saith Jehovah of hosts. And so the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, really meant Gadoli Yahweh Great is Jehovah and greatly to be praised because of the city of Eloheinu, Ainai Elohim, and because of Har Kadsho, because of his Isla, his Holy mountain. Beautiful. Declared beautiful. The joy of the whole earth. Mount Zion. Yefe nofa misosa kola haaret haaret yona. Yarikete afona kiryata meleka rabba. Beautiful, eyeful, eyeful, declared beautiful. The joy of the whole earth, Mount Zion. Yefe nofa misosa kol haaretz haaretzion. Hear Hebraically. Psalm 48, here at verse 3, the Gimel verse. Why is it said beautiful? Yefe, declared beautiful, nofa, nof, yefe, nof, beautiful, declared beautiful. Why is it said? By this phrase, the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, meant beautiful because all men, all humanity declared her beautiful, eitiful, beautiful, eitiful, because there is none, no one like it, no one like her. Though scripture declares of Piros, of Tyre, in Ezekiel 27, verse 3, thou, O Tyre, hast said, I am of perfect beauty. According to Ezekiel 27 and 3, Tyre declared, thou, O Tyre, hast said, I am of perfect beauty. I.T. The words indicate only that the city of Tyros, of Tyre, said this of herself. Not that others said this of her. The common saying is, one is not what one's mother says, but what one's neighbor says. The common saying is, one is not what one's mother says, but what one's neighbors say. Not so of Zion, of Zion. All men, all humanity, admit her beauty. Admit her beauty. Even when she lay in ruins, it was said, according to Lamentation 2 and 15, is not this the city that men call the perfection of beauty? Nay, more, nah, more. They call it the joy. Misos kol haaretz, the joy. Misos of the whole earth called haaretz. Hence here, the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, said, beautiful, declared beautiful, the joy of the whole earth,
Mount Zion. Yefe nofa misosa kolaha areta haretzion. Why was Mount Zion a joy, misos? Because she made the whole earth, the whole earthly plane, joyful, full of joy. Thus, if a man committed a sin, and was troubled in his heart, so that his heart was bowed down in him, as Shlomo, as Solomon said in Proverbs 12:25, here in the heart of a man bowed it down, but a good thing maketh it glad. He would go up, aliyah up, to Yerushalayim, and there make an offering, so that chata'ol, his ukkari, his sin, would be forgiven him, and his heart would rejoice, and he would go forward glad of heart from the city. Hence, here it is said, misosa kol ha'aretz har tzion, the joy of the whole earth, Mount Zion. You can see for yourself that this was true of his offering for Mount Zion. Har Zion is described as being on the sides of the north, is described as being Yarikete Afon, on the sides of the north. But was Mount Zion, in the north of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem? Was it not in the south? On the sides of the north, Yarikete Safon. However, it means that a man would stand and offer up his sin offering, chata'at, his ukkari offering, on the north side of HaMizbeach, of the altar. And it would be killed on the north side of HaMizbeach, on the north side of the altar, as is said in Leviticus, in the Sefer Vayikra 1:11, he shall kill it on the side of the altar northward. What does great connote in the phrase Kiryat Melek Rab, the city of the great king? The king, Ha Melek, the Negus, even Negus and Neges, is great because he has ordained such things for his own city. He has ordained such things for this world. But in the Olam Haba, the world to come, Elohim himself will be known in her palaces as a protection, as an itection. Elohim be'armenoteha noda'a le'misagab. What is meant by the phrase in her palaces? Be'armenoteha. What is meant by the phrase in her palaces? Be'armenoteha. In her chambers, For as the guards in a city do, going about at night from door to door, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will do in the Olam Haba, in the age to come, protecting, protecting each and every chamber. Hence, here it is said, Elohim be'armenoteha noda'a le'misagav. Elohim Himself will be known in her palaces. Now, the verses. For lo, the kings assembled themselves. They passed by together. They saw it, so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Here, Hebraically, in today's daily psalm, Psalm 48, verses 5 to 6. Ki hine ha-melakim no edu avru yachdau hema rau ke natamahu nivahelu nechpazu. This refers to the time, to the Iowa, when Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, Arasalam, was destroyed, was downstroyed. They pass by. They pass by together. Avru yachdau. This means that Hamilakim, the kings, this means that the kings pass by together to destroy, to downstroy Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, Arasalam. For it is said in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 22 and 8, quote, and many nations shall pass by this city, and they marveled, and they marveled. Ken tamahu. Ken tamahu. And they marveled. This means that they marveled at its, at her destruction, at her deconstruction. As it is written in Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias 22, Jeremiah 22 and 8, quote, they shall say every man to his neighbor, wherefore hath Yahuwah, hath Jehovah done thus, like this, to this great city? Hence, it is said here Hebraically in today's daily psalm, Psalm 48, verse 6. Hema rao ken tamahu niba haloa nechpazu. They saw it rao, and so ken, they marveled, ken tamahu, they were troubled, niba haloa, and hasted away, nechpazu.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. God is known in her palaces for her palaces. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide.
Padamawi. The whole place is due for
Rastafari. Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right? Do it.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefenof Mesoskol Haaret, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine Hammelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. Hemma ra'u ken tamahu, nivhalu nehepazu. Re'ada ahazatam sham, fil kayoleda. Beruach kadim, teshaber oniyot karshish. Kaasher shamanu ken ra'inu, be'ir Adonai tsevaot be'ir Elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על קצו ארץ, צדק מלאה ימינך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm 48.
מזמור ממחת, שיר מזמור לבני קורח.
Sobu Zion wehakifuha sifrua migdaleha shitua libkema lechila pasku armenoteha lima'ana tetsapru lidora acheron.
Walk, trot about Zion, and go round about her. Number the towers thereof. Mark your well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye that y'all may tell it to the generation following. Hear, hear, hear. Midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Memchet Memcheta. Here, Psalm 48, verses 13 to 14, Hebraically. Rav Nachman said, according to Ecclesiastes 1 and 9, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. Even as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, lifted up the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, in clouds of glory, and wrapped them around and bore them up, as it is said in Exodus 19 and 4,
and I bore you on eagle's wings. So will he do it again. And it will be said according to Isaiah 60:8. Who are these that fly as a cloud? Number the towers. Number the towers thereof. Sifru Migdaleha. Number her towers. Number the towers. Number her towers thereof. How many gardens will there be in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, Arasama? 1,184. How many towers will there be in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, Arasalam? 1,485. How many mansions will there be in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, Arasalam? 1,496. How many fountains? 1,676. And whence, where will the waters of the fountains come up? From 900 aqueducts. Again, Rav Nachman said, according to Ecclesiastes 1:9, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. Even as the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, Bamidbar, in the Midbar, in the wilderness, sang a song, and the well sprang up for them. As is said in Numbers, in Bamidbar, in Numbers 21:17, then sang Yisrael this song, spring up, O well, sing y'all to it. So they will sing a song in the Olam Haba, in the time, the Iowa to come, and the waters will spring up for them. As is said in Psalm 87:7, as well as the singers, as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. How many pools will there be in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, in Yerushalayim? 1,369. And how many gates will there be? 144, 12 for each tribe. Hence here it is said, walk about Zion, about Zion. Sobu Zion, walk about Zion and go round about her, and go round about her. Wehakifuha. Number, Sifru, number, Sifru, the towers thereof. Sifru, Migdaleha, number her towers. Sifru, Migdaleha. Sobuz Ion, Wehakifuha, Sifru, Migdaleha. Mark your well her chelot. Mark your her chelot, her troops that will have come to her out of exile. Mark ye
well. Shito wa libekema le chilaha. Shito libekema le chilaha. Mark your well her chil, chilaha. Mark y'all her chelot that will have come to her. Mark y'all her troops that will have come to her out of exile. Or mark y'all her dance, her chol, that she will dance. Or mark y'all her song, her chil, chil, as in the verse. The verse in Judges 21:21. See and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to sing to Hul, 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 the songs. Pasugu Arminoteha, Pasugu her palaces. Pasugu Arminoteha. Pasegu, her palaces, quote, build high the palaces of her inhabitants. Here, Pasegu comes from the same Hebraic stem as Pisgah, Pisgah, in the verse in Devarim in Deuteronomy 3:27. Get thee up into the top of Pisgah. Get thee up into the top of Pisgah. A word, a Hebraic word rendered, quote, height in the Aramaic Targum, in the Aramaic interpretation. Shitu libekem lechela pasgu arminoteha. Lema'ana tesapru ledora achron. Kizeh Elohim Elohenu olama wa'eda hua yenahigenu almut. What is meant by the words, for this God is our God? What is meant by the words, for this Elohim is our Elohim? Kizeh Elohim Elohenu. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 48, Hebraically verse 15, Chavarim. Rav Berakaya Berakayu and Rav Achelpo and Rav Eliazar said in the name of Rav Jose Bar Hanina, in the Olam Haba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will prepare a dance. The Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will prepare a dance for the righteous. And HaKadosh, the Holy One Himself, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will dance with them. And the righteous, the Tzadikim, the Tzadikan, shall point Him out with their fingers. For it shall be said in that day, lo, look, this is Eloheinu, this is I and I Elohim, according to Isaiah, Isaiah 25:9. It shall be said in that day, lo, look, this is Eloheinu, this is I and I Elohim, I and I true good, I and I true God. Hence, Hear. It is said, Kizeh Elohim Eloheinu. This Elohim is I and I Elohim.
ki ze Elohim Eloheinu. He will guide us through worlds. According to Psalm 48, today's daily psalm, Hebraically, here, verse 15. Who yinahgeinu olmut. He will guide I and I through worlds. Who yinahgeinu olmut. That is to say, through two worlds. And all the peoples will hear. Shema'u. They will hear of the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, works for Yisrael, for Israel, as is said in Psalm 49 and 2. Hear this, all ye peoples, all your peoples, give ear, all ye, all y'all inhabitants of the earth, all y'all inhabitants of the earthly plane. Shimu zota kol ha'amim ha'azinu kol yoshvei ha'led.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king.
Voices. can to set up the Rasta man. Let me tell you something. Give me the benefit and smile. The way for the youth to rise again, I shall prosper. You'll never get away. Nazis and them and the militant soldier. He no need no type of on him shoulder. He is coming from the army of the father. And only Rasta man can come over.
Let me tell you something. Give me the business, here's a smile. The way